Good morning and welcome to the Sunday school lesson of today, 17th August 2025, which is lesson 51, the New Jerusalem, brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Christ the Lord Parish, Lekki, Lagos. Let us pray. Father, use this lesson to open my eyes to the reality of the New Jerusalem in Jesus' name. Amen. Last week's lesson was on the topic, rewards compared. Rewards compared. We learned that earthly rewards are human rewards, given in recognition of diverse compliments. They can act as catalysts for better performance. On the other hand, heavenly rewards are incorruptible, undefiled, and do not fade. They are eternal. The Bible passage for today's lesson is taken from the book of Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 to 5. Revelation 21, 1 to 5, I read, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and when there was no sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Last verse, verse 5. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write. For these words are true and faithful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The memory verse is taken from the book of Revelation chapter 21, verse 2. Let us read it together. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. If you look at this Bible passage and the memory verse, you can see that they are both talking about the New Jerusalem, and we learn more of it as we go on in this lesson. Let us look at the introduction. When we die as believers, our soul goes to heaven, a place of rest. Here, we wait for our new resurrection body, made to live and worship in the new earth. Out of heaven, a new city called New Jerusalem will come down from God to the new earth. It shall be the capital city of God, where God dwells among men. Revelation 21, verse 3. Let us go to the lesson outlines. There are two of them. The first lesson outline, the topic is biblical snapshot. Biblical snapshot. The New Jerusalem is the believer's final abode, made possible through God's miraculous intervention and recreation. It is a city of pure gold. Let us look at Revelation 21, verse 18. Revelation 21, verse 18, I read, "And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass, having gates made with pearls, and the streets of the city laid in gold, like transparent glass." Revelation 21, 21. Revelation 21, 21. Let us read it together. "And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The glory of God supplies the light in this city, so there is no need for the sun or candle. And there is no night there. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Revelation 21, verse 23, to buttress this point. "And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the lamp, that is our Lord Jesus Christ, is the light thereof." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is an abode for overcomers, for me and for you. There is no dull moment in that city, as it is filled with rejoicing and shouts of praise. Hallelujah. Everywhere. All tears shall be wiped away by God, and there shall be no more death, pain, crying, or sorrow. We are looking at Revelation 21, verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Praise the Lord. It is a city without temples, because God and the Lamb are the temples thereof. Saints shall see the face of Jesus Christ. That's the Revelation 22, verse 4. Revelation 22, verse 4, I read. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Praise the Lord. This is fantastic. He will put his name on our foreheads. That shall be my portion, that shall be your portion, and the portion of all our loved ones in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It's a city without temples, because God and the Lamb are the temples thereof. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They shall sit on thrones in this city. It's a majestic, it is so majestic that it is a place of God's throne. It's a place where the righteous shall shine like the sun. We shall shine like the sun in Jesus' name. Amen. This is the biblical snapshot of the New Jerusalem. We are going to the outline two. The question, the topic here is requirements for entry. What are the requirements for entry? As beautiful as the holy city is, there are conditions to be fulfilled to get into it. Nobody can get crashed into it. The very first step is to be born again, because access to it is through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us look at John chapter 3, verse 3 to 5. John chapter 3, verse 3 to 5. I read. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? 5 and the last verse. Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. After this, believers are expected to do away with works of the flesh and sin, uncleanness, fornication, inconvenience, jesting, covetousness, idolatry, and so on. Let us look at Galatians 5, verses 19 to 21. I read, Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lay aside every weight and focus on Jesus. We must get rid of the works of the flesh if you want to enter into this beautiful city. So who is it meant for? That is this beautiful Jerusalem. It's for those whose garments are spotless. In this world of sin, let us look at Ecclesiastes 9 verse 8. Your garment must be spotless to enter into this beautiful city. Ecclesiastes 9 verse 8, it reads, Let thy garments be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment. That is, we must live holy and righteous. A righteous life and holy life will help us into that city. It's very, very important. God will help us in Jesus' name. Those who have refused to love the perverted and corrupt world system, these are the people that can enter into the heavenly Jerusalem. Those who are diligent and blameless in their work with Jesus. Those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Revelation 21, verse 27. Let's look at Revelation 21, verse 27. I read, And there shall be no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. Liars will never enter it. But they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, may our name be and remain in the Lamb's Book of Life in Jesus' name. Amen. The important thing here is that we must be born again and live holy and righteous life. It's so important. God will help us in Jesus' name. For without him, we can do nothing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Let us look at the class activities. The first class activity is asking a question. It says, what one thing are you looking forward to in the New Jerusalem? Of course, to see the face of Jesus Christ. This is the most important thing. We will see him and see his face, and we shall be glad in Jesus' name. It can also be that we will see the Father. We can also say we will see the Father and the Holy Spirit. These are also important. They are three in one, so they will be together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Class activity two. It says, what will be the form of the new earth? There are certain things that are expected to be seen in the new earth. Holiness is one of them. There won't be liars there. No unclean thing will be there. God will be dwelling there. No need for the Son. The Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father, they are the Son of it. No more sickness and sorrow. There shall be shouts of praise everywhere. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In conclusion, we should do all we can to get to this place of unparalleled splendor that is beyond human description. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a hymn that I would like us to sing. If you know this hymn, please sing it with me. It has to do with this heavenly Jerusalem. It goes this way. Jerusalem, my happy home, when shall I come to thee? When shall my labors have an end? Thy joys, where shall I see? We shall see his joy, we shall live in it, and it shall be the most beautiful place, and we shall enjoy it in the name of Jesus, ourselves and all our loved ones. Nobody will be left behind in our families. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us pray. Father, please help me to be among those who will inhabit the New Jerusalem in Jesus' name. Father, please help me and my loved ones to be among those who will inhabit the New Jerusalem. And so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.